The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace as we continue our midweek journey through Lent. Thank you to everyone that provided soup. What a great time that was in the fellowship hall. Great to see a full fellowship hall and lots of soup being eaten. And then the dessert is in here for our time together for worship. Goodness, about a couple years ago we had a funeral here at Peace, and the person claimed to be Lutheran. I had no idea if he was or wasn't. I'm not going to share the name of this person. But they showed up with their confirmation record. Boy, was it interesting. There were grades on the confirmation record for Old Testament understanding, New Testament understanding, and memorization. And there was a grade for each of those. Can anyone relate to that growing up? Okay, my mom can relate to anybody else. Can you relate to that, getting a grade on your... Okay, Pastor Terry, yeah, okay. Very good. And Nancy too, yeah. And then, of course, on the confirmation report card, there's a verse. Maybe, how many of you remember your confirmation verse? Like, oh, that verse, it stuck with me. So yeah, tonight's kind of an odd night because we're moving our way through the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. My mom is here tonight, and we're going to be talking about her confirmation verse. How strange is that? So be faithful unto death, and you will receive a crown of eternal life. And so we're going to hear that tonight as we take a look at the letter to these Christians in Smyrna. Besides that, our worship service was really special tonight as we're led in singing tonight by Molly Schultz. She's going to be our lead singer, so great to have Molly with us leading. And Karen Motlock is singing that second for the second group for us tonight, and so we're thankful to have that backup. I also want to give recognition for our flutist, for Suzanne and Colleen leading us as well with our music, and also sound in the back. It takes a lot of work to get sound set, and thank you for being here to help us out before the worship service. Just a couple notes about the worship service. One is that during the psalm, you have an option to join Molly in her lead singing. That's the leader part, or the group two part, which is going to be led by Karen. Feel free to join either part. There is one hymn that's in the Lutheran Book of Worship, hymn number 439, the green book. So you want to make sure to have that. I know we may have a limited amount of books, but make sure to get the green hymnal and mark hymn number 439. And I think that'll do it for the announcements that we have. I invite you to rise as you are able as we begin with our service of light.